The BBC presents Destination Fire. A Fire in Time, a story by Philip Levine with Robert Beattie as Q Barnaby, fire investigator.
Di, here a minute, love.
You call, Mr. Vickers?
Yes, I did, love. Look, these dresses, been inspected, have they?
I think so. Labels are all in.
Well, then shove the rail down the other end, will you? It's clapping up the gangway.
Well, don't blame me. There's no room to move. Time we sold the stuff, isn't it? Summer's nearly over.
You do as you're told and shift it.
That's mine.
I know what it is. Now, come on, hurry it up.
Slave driver. Oh, I meant to say Mr. Chesney's looking for you.
Oh, thanks, love.
Oh, Vic, come in and close the door. Would you like a drink?
No, thanks, Ches. Need a clear head to manage this place.
Would you mind if I do?
Who am I to mind? You're the boss. Well, how'd you get on with that overseas buyer?
Well, she didn't say yes. She didn't say no. It's a big order. She's got to wire to Melbourne.
Well, if that stuff doesn't shift now, it never will.
This damn weather. Can you blame them for not buying summer dresses?
Well, we've got 15,000 garments down there. Stop production. Lay everyone off.
No. I must keep going. Look solvent. That's the secret.
Well, I hope you're covered for any trouble.
How do you mean, trouble?
Well, burglary, fire. I mean, we're carrying twice our normal stock.
Yes, that's a good point, Vic. Yes. I'll attend to it right away. Well, as you can see, Mr. Pollard, special consignment for a big store in Melbourne. Just tying up the final details.
What's the total value?
At cost?
Yes.
25,000.
Your present policy's for 10.
It'll be shipped out by the end of the month. Can't you cover me just till the 31st?
Oh, yes, I don't see why not. I'll confirm it in writing.
Oh, thank you.
But any further increase, and I'll have to refer it to the head office.
I'm off now, Mr. Vickers.
I'll check the irons, Di.
Yes, and disconnected the plugs.
Good girl. Here, you're looking very chic.
Oh, thanks.
Here, Di, fancy some supper?
With you, you mean? Oh, love to. Oh, well, I can't tonight, though. Mum's expecting me.
Well, how about tomorrow?
Yeah. stop it.
Go on, don't pretend you don't like it. Better run along. See you tomorrow.
Night.
Night, love.
Oh, really, Vic, I wish you wouldn't. Not in the factory. It's not good for discipline.
Don't worry, they do as they're told.
Yes, I'm sure they do.
Work hard, play hard, that's me.
Well, I hope you've been saving hard, too.
Hmm?
Yes, next week may see your last pay packet, from me, anyway.
Oh, no luck with that buyer.
She did a deal with Davis and Penrose, bought their entire stock. Hadn't the decency to let me know. I'll be lucky if I can meet the rent and wages next week.
Really as bad as that, eh?
Worse. I still owe a few hundred on the fabric.
Do you?
Yes. There's no way out of this one, Vic.
Well, I wish I could help.
It's not your worry, Vic. My business, my headache.
Yes, but I was hoping, well, that partnership. Why do you think I've been putting in 60 hours a week here? For the fun of it?
No, but...
All right. I've no capital tied up, but, well, I've poured my life into this place.
Yes, I know. I'm grateful. Well, maybe I'll start up again someday.
Yeah, with what? Who'll lend you a bean after this?
Oh, it's not the first time I've got my fingers burnt.
How do you mean?
Well, years ago, in partnership, lost everything. But I got it going again.
What happened?
We had a fire.
Yes, they often happen, don't they?
Oh, no. This was an accident.
And how about another accident?
Oh, no, Vic, that's not for me.
Look, you won't have to do a thing. Leave it to me. Oh, it'll take a little time to work out. All you have to do is to keep this place running. And if you can... get that policy increased.
All right. As you say, what have I got to lose?
Morning, Q.
Maybe for you, Val. Got a call first thing from Osborne.
Oh, I know. Crown Insurance meeting at 10 o'clock.
Uh-oh. Second sight again.
No, he came here.
Who?
The unbearable Osborne. He thought your office and you, I gather, thought his.
So I've been and gone, and he's been and gone.
He's been, but not gone. I buried our arch enemy under a pile of magazines in your office.
Well, you're worth your weight in gold.
I never tell by my pay packet.
That goes for most of us. I'm sorry I'm late, Mr. Osborne. Bit of a mix-up.
My damn fool secretary.
Oh, please don't take it out on her. It's probably my error, and mistakes will happen.
And you're telling me. If they didn't, I shouldn't be here.
Now, Mr. Osborne, my time's precious, so if you could come to the point, where was the fire?
Well, there hasn't been one yet.
Hmm?
You see, our policies with a dress manufacturer in the East End, yeah, near Cable Street. Chesney Gowns Limited, run by a man called Albert Chesney. He rents 3 floors of a 4-story building. It used to be a hat manufacturer.
You did say rent, did you?
Yes.
So Chesney's nothing to gain by the actual building going up.
No, but his stock's insured for $40,000.
Hmm. All dresses?
By now outdated and completely unsaleable in this country.
Well, if he's suspect, why cover him for such a large amount?
Look, I'm coming to that. He's usually covered for around $10,000. Well, that's reasonable for a firm that size.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was some order pending, so we increased it to $25,000. 10 days ago, he asked for an increase to $40,000.
Did he?
The matter was referred to head office, and in error, it was endorsed by some damn junior clerk, and now we're stuck with the policy till the end of the month.
7 days to go.
Yeah. It wouldn't take 7 seconds to strike a match.
And if he does, you'll be on the carpet, won't you? Up before the board.
What?
Well, the error originated in your department. But by coming here, you've spread the responsibility more evenly.
Not at all. You're retained by us for investigation and inspection. And that's what I'd like you to do. Inspect the place. See if there are any infringements. Anyway, your turning up there might deter him.
I wouldn't bank on that if I were you. I'll park on that vacant lot by the phone box, Val.
Good idea. Then if I need to call Alec, it would be a long trek. That the factory opposite? Hive of activity. What do they make?
Summer dresses.
A bit late in the season. Hot spell's over.
Osborne has the feeling it's about to start.
Oh.
Come on. Let's go across.
Vic, he's here. That chap from the insurance.
Calm down, calm down. Just a routine inspection. If anything, it's to our advantage.
How'd you make that out?
Well, don't you see? When he's done his inspection and found everything in order, well, it's on record, isn't it?
Yes, but I hate questions. It's bad enough when I've got nothing to hide. I'll put me foot in it, I know it.
No, you won't. Be natural and friendly, he won't bite. And when he's through, hand him over to me. I'll show him round.
Oh, would you, Vic? Yes.
Oh, some people for you, Mr. Chesney, from the insurance.
Now, show him in, Di. I'll disappear, but I shan't be far away. Just shout.
This way, please.
Excuse me.
Mr. Chesney?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Di.
My name's Barnaby. This is my secretary, Miss Crane.
Hello.
Can I offer you something now? A drink? A cigarette?
Not for me, thanks.
The little lady, perhaps.
No, thank you.
I never touch them either. Well, now, what can I do for you?
Well, this is merely a routine inspection.
Routine, you say, but in all my years with your company, they've never inspected the place, except on the renewal date.
Under a certain figure, we don't bother, but on higher policies, it's the usual practice.
Ah. Oh, I see, yes. Well, then, let me hand you over to my production manager, Mr. Vickers.
Well, before you do, I have a few questions.
Oh, have you? Well, far away.
You occupy the ground floor, first and second.
Yes. Top floor's empty and nothing to do with me.
I see. You're carrying quite a large stock at present.
Oh, but I'm not over-insured. I promise you every penny's there. Your district superintendent's been round. He'll tell you. And yes, your head office okayed the policy.
Yes, well, when do you hope to ship the stock?
Well, I'm not a prophet, Mr. Barnaby. Buyers fly in daily from all over. When the right offer comes along, it'll go. Until then, it stays.
Mm. Now, on the question of security...
Security?
Well, you could be burgled, you know.
Oh, yes, but I check the place before I leave, and there's only one door.
You lock up personally?
Oh, always.
Double locking?
Yes, your company insisted on it.
Well, it does help. They may get in, but they can't get the stuff out through the front door.
They have a job with my machines.
Oh, how many keys are there?
Oh, just the one. I've got it. Another at the bank, if that one goes astray.
Oh, fine. Well, I'm ready to look around.
Right. Vic?
Yes, Mr. Chesney?
Could you take Mr. Barnaby and the little lady on a tour of inspection?
With pleasure, Mr. Chesney. This way, please, sir.
After you.
You'll observe, Mr. Barnaby, those large metal bins placed on each floor for the disposal of cotton waste and general rubbish.
The floors are swept regularly.
Morning and afternoon, and bins emptied every evening under my personal supervision.
The machine oil, where's that stored?
Oh, in here. Special storage room for adhesives and oil. No naked lights. And smoking's out everywhere, except the offices and canteen. And the staff, from Mr. Chesney to the youngest junior, know their fire drill backwards.
I see you have a number of large pressing irons.
Well, we can hardly dispatch our goods in a creased condition, can we?
But you're following the regulations.
To a T, I promise you. Oh, hang on. Di, here a second, love.
Yes, Mr. Vickers?
Miss James looks after the irons. Please do question her, Mr. Barnaby.
Thank you. Miss James, it's your job to see they're switched off, is it?
Yes. I check them lunchtime and evening, like second nature.
And what do you do exactly?
Well, it's my job to make tea, sweep up and shift stock.
No, Di. With the pressing irons.
I see the switches and pilot lights are off. See, they're on the metal stands and no odd bits of material lying about. And then I disconnect the plugs from the mains.
Oh, thank you, Miss James.
Oh, any time.
You'll notice, too, the fire-resisting doors, Mr. Barnaby, which I personally close as I leave with Mr. Chesney.
But you've no sprinklers?
No. With such a small area, it wouldn't be economical. Your district superintendent agreed.
Yes, I believe.
Now, is there anything else I can show you?
Well, I'd just like to check the wiring and the fuse boxes. Yeah. Then I think I can be on my way.
Oh, with the exception of the sprinklers, Q, it's about as fireproof as you could hope for.
Yes. Have you got Osborne's number with you?
Uh-huh.
Look, ring him from that box, will you? And see if he's at his office. I'd like to look in on him on my way back.
There they go, Ches. And I'm sure he's given us 10 out of 10.
Think so?
Yes, bet we're more fireproof than brigade headquarters.
Yes, but they're suspicious, Vic. Make no mistake.
Well, they're bound to be, increasing to 40,000. But by sending him here, they blundered.
How do you mean?
Well, his report's better than having money in the bank.
Oh, yes, I see. But how will you start it?
Eh?
The fire.
Fire? I don't think we'll be having a fire.
What? But you said...
I said you'd collect the insurance money. And you will.
Well, how can I without a fire?
Ever read a Bible, Ches? Genesis, I think it is. Chapter 6 and 7.
Bible? You read the Bible?
Me? Oh, no. Passed by the Sally Ann the other night. Oh. Gave me an idea. Haven't quite worked it out yet, but as soon as I have, I'll let you know. So don't you worry.
Here's my inspection report, Mr. Osborne.
Well, that was quick.
That factory's as well organized as an oil refinery.
Look, Barnaby, did you have to put this report in writing?
Look, you wanted an inspection report. You've got it. I agree it was a bad move, but you insisted.
But if there is a fire now, we'll have a job to prove negligence.
The only negligence so far has been in your department. If there is a fire and it's deliberate, then it'll be my job to prove arson.
Night, Ma. Peggy.
Night.
Here, Vic, where are we going tonight?
Oh, love. Awfully sorry. Something's cropped up. Last minute rush. I've got to stay.
Well... Can't I help?
Yes, you can, by running off home.
Oh, but if you're on your own...
But I'm not. Chesney's here.
Oh.
So you better go now. But it's definite date for tomorrow. You can get all dressed up and I'll take you somewhere special.
Well, I promise.
Now, off you go.
Good night, Vic.
Night, love.
Everyone gone, Vic?
Yes.
Now, what was all that about the Bible?
Oh, I heard one of these Salvation Army blokes... And I will cause it to rain upon the earth for 40 days and 40 nights.
Noah. Noah's Ark.
Yeah. But I shouldn't think we'll need more than 40 minutes.
For what?
Your insurance. Now, let's take it in stages, shall we?
Right.
I'll pick up Di at her place around 7 tomorrow. We're going up west, so we'll be cutting down the turning opposite. I'll pretend I've seen some smoke and get her to stay put in the car. Then I'll break in.
Break in?
Through one of the ground floor windows. Go to the top floor, it's open, and there's piles of old felt up there left by the hat firm.
Yes, but I...
Now, I put a match to it, and the moment it's well away, nip down to the office and call the brigade. When they arrive, they'll let rip with the hoses, and down will come the water and ruin your stock.
Oh.
Well, who can blame you? Wasn't a fire on your premises, was there?
Vic, you're a genius.
Yes, I hope you remember it.
Oh, now, one minute, though.
Yeah?
Well, why break in to phone? Why not use the call box opposite?
Oh, but I tried. Out of order. Or it will be. Vandals. It's always happening.
Oh, yes, I see. But I'm still worried about you breaking in.
Why?
Well, coppers are always strolling by. If one of them sees the broken window, they might catch you upstairs, red-handed.
Yes, Jez, that is a point. Look, I'll tell you what. Get your accountant here tomorrow and persuade him to go back to your place for a drink.
Yes, but
papers you have at home or something. You lock up as we leave, but slip me your keys. After I phone the brigade, I'll phone you. Now, if you can keep your accountant with you, you'll have a perfect alibi. And when you arrive back, well, it shouldn't be too difficult to slip the keys back to you.
No, but you'll still have to break the window, won't you? I mean, otherwise they'd know that I've given you the keys.
Yes, yes, of course.
But they can tell, can't they? I mean, if you break a window from the inside, there's glass on the pavement.
I'll open the window first so the glass is on the inside.
Ah, yes.
Now, any more queries?
Di. Now, is she really necessary?
Look, the moment I'm through in here, I'll get her out of the car. She'll see the smoke, and you can bet your life she'll say she saw it when I did. Oh, I know women. They love to get in on the act. So what do you say? Jez, do we go ahead?
Well, as I said the other day, there's no other alternative, is there?
How'd you like my hair too, Vic?
Oh, you look a real treat, Di.
Bit of all right yourself, eh?
Yeah, now, careful. Got to keep my eye on the road.
Then what you looking up there for? That's not the road.
Yeah. Huh? Did you see that?
What?
Smoke from our factory, top floor. Smoke.
Cool.
No, you stay here, Di. Done with the car pinched. I'll just go back and take a look. Can't take any chances.
Nice evening, Bert.
Oh, fair, I suppose, George. Be some rain later on.
You think so?
Yes. A bit cloudy over to the west. Hey, George, is that smoke or what?
Where?
In Chesney Gardens. They on overtime. Well, George, you check up. I'll call the brigade.
Anyone there? All right. Coming. Hey, you got a fire. Up top.
Yes, yes, I know. I manage here. Happened to be passing, saw the smoke, tried the box opposite, but no good. So I broke in, called the brigade and my boss. They're on their way. Mr. Chesney, so glad you're here.
Hello, Vic.
Quick, shove these keys in your pocket.
Everything goes smoothly.
Like clockwork. They've pumped in so much water, I should think the stock's floated away. Just the keys I was worried about. But now, we're safe.
There's hardly any damage to the structure, Val.
No. The floor's barely charred.
This pile of felt was the culprit.
How did it catch a light?
You tell me. Certainly nothing volatile. There's no petrol or paraffin. The place was unoccupied, so there's no one to question. A few of these vents were open. Could have been a spark from the railway.
You really believe that?
No, but how do we prove otherwise?
Chesney's stock, it's ruinous, but...
Completely. But not by fire, by water. So it's difficult to accuse them of arson.
You haven't seen anyone yet.
No, they're due here shortly. But before they do arrive, I want a word with that constable.
Oh, yes, Mr. Barnaby. I was on the beat with Constable Lawson. Spotted the spoke at exactly 7:40. Lawson nipped out of the police box and I tried the door. Vickers opened up, said he'd call the brigade and his employer.
Has he arrived, Mr. Chesney?
Oh, yes. There he is, over there.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I'll be around if you need me again, sir.
Well, thank you very much, Constable. Mr. Chesney, have you got a moment?
All the time in the world now. Stock's ruined and the place is a complete shambles. I've laid everyone off for the time being. I hope there'll be no trouble with the insurance.
Why should there be?
Oh, I know what happens when large claims are made. Someone always points the accusing finger.
Well, I came over merely to ask who locked up last night.
Well, I did as usual. I left with my accountant. He came home with me. And we were both there when Mr. Vickers phoned.
Yes, Mr. Barnaby. I was with him and his accountant when he locked up. Went home to change and then collected Miss James.
Now, you say you saw smoke as you turned left at the bottom down here.
Yes, saves all the traffic if you cut off there.
Oh, yes.
Anyway, the moment I saw it, I left Di in the car and raced to this phone box. Damn thing had been wrecked. Well, I had to do something quick, didn't I? So I broke in and called the brigade and Mr. Chesney. Then, as I was leaving, this copper arrived. Yes. Ah, there's Miss James now, if you want to talk to him. Di, here, love.
Here, Vic. All about you in the paper.
Yes, yes, I know.
Pity there's no photo.
I'll take a lousy one anyway. Look, Mr. Barnaby, can I leave you for a sec? Mr. Chesney's waving it.
No, go ahead.
Thanks.
Now, Miss James, Mr. Vickers picked you up at 7:30?
Yes, we were on our way up west. And then suddenly we saw smoke.
You say we. You saw too, did you?
Oh, well, yes. Pouring out of the top floor it was. See it for miles.
But you're sure you saw it before Mr. Vickers stopped the car?
Well, of course we did. Otherwise, he wouldn't have stopped, would he?
You're still at it, Q?
Yes, I must have sifted every ounce of debris here.
Was it worth it?
No, not a match, not a cigarette, no evidence of a candle or any device. The chances of my proving arson are absolutely nil.
Well, perhaps it wasn't arson.
Oh, they're guilty. You know it, I know it, and they know it. But try and convince the jury.
You know, one thing does bother me, Q.
What's that?
If Vickers did set a light to that, why call the brigade right away? Why not just leave the building?
It's very risky.
Why?
First, the break-in would look suspicious. Secondly, there's a police station a few minutes away. You might have been seen leaving.
Which reminds me, it's time you left. We're due at Osborne's office in 15 minutes.
Well, that should be a treat.
Here you are, Barnaby. Chesney's claim form was delivered late this afternoon by recorded delivery.
He didn't waste much time, did he?
I suppose the entire stock is ruined?
Yes, that fabric would shrink at the sight of water.
The board's very unhappy, I can tell you.
So would I be if I had to cough up 40,000.
I'm referring to your inspection.
Come again?
Well, you should have examined the top floor.
Look, my brief wasn't to inspect the structure. Just the contents insured under the policy. I'm retained to investigate fires, not prevent them.
And for your retainer, we expect results.
Oh, I see. Deliver the goods or I'm out on my ear. Is that it?
Couldn't have put it better myself.
Well, this case isn't closed yet, Mr. Osborne. But when it is, I'll promise you one thing. I'll be lighting a bonfire of my own with your contract.
But you're not bothered, are you, Q? I mean, you're retained by a dozen other companies.
I just hate being used as a scapegoat. I wish I had examined that top floor.
Oh, nonsense. Every time you do an inspection, you can hardly examine the place next door. Honestly, I'm surprised you didn't belt him one.
Oh, I was tempted, believe me.
Well, I wish I had been there. Oh, if only you could just solve this one. He'd be round on his hands and knees. And I would refuse to let him in. He could hammer for all he was worth. The latch would remain securely and firmly locked. Oh, come on, Q. Say something. Let Rip get it out of your system.
I think I have.
Hmm?
I think I've got it.
Got what?
The key to that fire.
Oh, at Chesney's?
Yes.
Well, I didn't give you the answer this time.
But you did, you know. Now, listen, this will take careful timing. But you've got their home numbers, have you? Vickers,
yes.
And Chesney?
Yes.
Good. Well, first, I'll ring Vickers and arrange to pick him up. Then I want you to call Chesney.
But I'm still not sure why we've come back here, Mr. Barnaby.
Oh, it's these tiresome reports, Mr. Vickers. A load of red tape. I have to relate things step by step, you know.
The factory's closed when you left Mr. Chesney locked up.
Well, all to the good. I want to enter exactly as you did last night.
But the window's boarded up.
Now, don't worry. We'll soon shift that. Wasn't difficult, was it?
Well, if we get nicked, don't look at me. Now what?
Let's go through it slowly. You went upstairs, then saw the smoke, came down again, phoned the brigade and Mr. Chesney. Then, as you were leaving, the constable arrived.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, how about that for timing, huh?
It's your secretary.
Is Mr. Chesney with her?
Yeah, just getting out of the car. Shall I let him in?
Would you?
Sure.
Well, what's wrong, Mr. Vickers?
Can't open the door. Chesney double locked it as he went out.
Then how'd you open it last night?
What?
You heard me. How did you open it last night for the constable?
If
you came through the window, as you said, then that door would have still been double locked. And you could never have opened it from the inside.
Yeah, but
you came through the door, didn't you, with Chesney's key, and he gave it to you. Well, talk of the devil.
Yes, Mr. Barnaby, did you want to see me?
Ches, he's...
Oh, what's wrong, Vic? What's going on?
I'll leave Mr. Vickers to explain that. There'll probably be a call from the police, I should think. But one thing I do know, there'll be no check in the post from Crown Insurance.
That was Robert Beatty as Q Barnaby and Gudrun Heuer as Val in A Fire in Time, written by Philip Levine and produced for the BBC by Martin C. Webster.